As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larbey, starring Judi Dench as Jean and Jeffrey Palmer as Lionel. You must remember
Would Mr. Hamani of room 514 please contact hotel reception? Mr. Hamani, room 514.
Good morning, sir. Welcome to the Shangri-La Lounge.
The what lounge?
Shangri-La, sir.
I assume no one ever ages in here.
Pardon?
Never mind.
Is it a table for one, sir?
Well, as there's only one of me, that seems a reasonable assumption.
This way, sir. Sir?
I'll take this one.
That's a table for six, sir.
Who knows? I may be joined by five people. If I'm suddenly joined by 11 people, I may need to move to a table for 12.
Very well, sir. How will you be paying? Cash or charge to the room?
I haven't ordered anything yet.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. What would you like? We are serving brunch.
Are you? I assume between lunch and dinner you serve linner.
No, sir. Tea.
Just bring me a pot of coffee, would you?
Yes, sir. And how will you be paying? Is it cash or charge to the room?
The room 405.
Right. If you'd like to put your name in capitals there, sir, and your signature there.
Would you like to see my birth certificate as well?
I'll get you coffee, sir. Oh, and there's a gentleman waving at you.
That's all I need.
Lionel, hi, my favourite writer.
Hello, Alistair.
Listen, I need to talk to you ASAP.
All right. Would you like a COC?
Sorry?
A cup of coffee? Oh.
Nice one. Good idea.
Miss?
You're just brewing, sir.
Am I really? Could you make it a pot of coffee for two, please?
Certainly, sir. Will that be cash or charge?
We've done that.
So we have. It won't be long.
What is it that's so urgent, Alistair?
Well, the final revisions on your book, Bly. I need them like yesterday.
Yes, I know I promised them for today, but there have been complications.
Well, hey, none of us gets a smooth ride, Bly. I've got the Aston Martin off the road for the rest of the week.
How awful for you.
Thanks.
Why the rush on the book, anyway?
Why?
I just asked that.
Well, because, Bly, I want to publish it in time for our autumn launch.
Oh, God. I'm going to have to stay on here for a few more days, then.
Is it that awful?
Worse.
Well, why not work from home?
Because I need secretarial assistance, and secretarial agencies are not keen on sending temporary secretaries to single men's flats.
Well, surely a man of your age...
Go on.
No, I can see they have a point.
So I'll stay here and do the revisions.
Great. And what were the complications you had yesterday?
Well, the secretarial assistants they sent me, about 12 years old, totally inept. She spent most of her time snivelling about... Take that, breaking up.
I assume you gave her the old heave-ho?
Not personally, no. She'd probably have broken down completely. But I did phone the agency and had a word. Well, more a shout, actually.
Mm. That's the stuff, Lie.
Alistair?
Yeah?
Stop calling me Lie.
Sorry, mate.
Good morning. Type for you, secretarial agency. Yes, I'm sure we can. I'm sorry, could you hold for a moment? Judy, your mum wants to see you.
Steam coming out of her ears.
Just one ear so far.
Thanks, Sandy.
Sorry to keep you, sir. A temporary secretary from the 8th to the 21st. Yes, if we can.
Come in. Hello, Mum.
Why did you knock?
Self-preservation.
I don't have a machine gun trained at the door.
No. In your present mood, she threw her shoe at the window, you know.
Who did?
The girl you just sacked.
Oh, did it break?
It's tough and glass.
No, I meant the shoe.
No, I don't think so.
Pity.
Mum, you just sacked the girl. You don't want her to have to limp home as well, do you?
Providing an efficient secretarial service is what we're about. I have a reputation.
You're getting one in this office.
As I was saying, I have a reputation. This agency has a reputation. And I won't have it blown apart by someone who thinks that being a temp is a way of making a fast buck.
Pound.
Pound.
Crabapple, they're starting to call you.
I don't care what they're starting to call... Who are?
The girls. And I have to say that today, even by crabapple standards...
Look, I was here very early this morning.
Yes, I know. I heard you leave.
I couldn't get a taxi, so I hopped on a bus. And when I came to pay, the conductor asked me if I had a bus pass.
Well, it's not that serious either. It's all in the mind age.
Well, you mean the dying brain cells?
Mum.
Anyway, while my brain cells are still functioning, I've got a job for you. Get round to this hotel, whatever it is, and make peace with this author who's been shouting at Sandy on the phone.
Oh, why me?
Oh, because you're sweet?
Try again.
Well, because you're good at it.
One of nature's punch bags.
Judy, all I'm asking you to do is pacify a client, not slip into a hair shirt and crawl round there barefoot.
Oh, all right. What's his name?
Horncastle. No, Sandcastle. No, well, Sandy will know.
Okay.
Oh, and if he's heterosexual, show your legs.
That is a sexist remark.
Well, it's two sexist remarks, actually.
I'll be off then. Oh, incidentally.
Yes?
Are you going to get a bus pass?
Out.
Would Mr. Hamani of room 514 please contact hotel reception? Mr. Hamani of room 514.
Would you like some more coffee, sir?
No, thank you. I'm still trying to get rid of the taste of the first lot. When are they going to stop paging Mr. Hamani?
When he responds. They're like bloodhounds at reception. You're being stared at.
Not by reception?
No, that young lady.
Perhaps she's short-sighted.
You're very pretty. I'll leave you to it.
Leave me to what?
Just call me if you need anything.
Mr. Hardcastle?
Yes?
Judith Hanson from Type for You.
Type for what? Oh, the agency. Yes. Well, do sit down.
Thank you.
May I offer you something? The coffee's foul.
Just a mineral water, thank you.
I didn't go far.
No. A mineral water for the lady, please.
Still or aerated?
Still, please.
Will that be cash, sir, or charge?
One mineral water. No. This secretary you sent me.
She's been dismissed, of course.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know how she came to be on the books in the first place. She must have just slipped through the net. Please accept our sincere apologies. We shall, of course, put another secretary on standby, one of our very best, and she'll be at your disposal should you be generous enough to continue to favour us with your custom.
I'd expect no less, of course.
Naturally.
It was such a waste of time.
Yeah, I am truly sorry.
Well, I shouldn't have used such intemperate language on the telephone.
Well, you were angry.
Yes, I do get angry. The older you get, the more there seems to be angry about.
You're not old.
I didn't say I was old. I said the older you get.
Sorry.
One mineral water.
Thank you.
No, it's the revisions on the book, you see. They go on and on, lengthen this, shorten that. All from a publisher who's about 14 years old and insists on calling me mate.
A book? Are you a novelist?
Good God, no. No, it's an autobiography. I was a coffee planter in Kenya for some time. It's about my life out there.
What's it called?
My Life in Kenya.
Oh.
Bloody awful title, isn't it?
It's not the catchiest thing I've ever heard.
No. My 14-year-old publisher suggested something with beans in it, as in coffee beans.
Jumping beans?
Mexican.
Oh.
I did suggest has-been.
Oh, no, that's awful.
Yeah, I know. It was a joke, but the little twerp actually liked it.
At these revisions, you'll need another girl quickly.
A competent one, yes. I said parenthesis to the last one. She thought I was talking about my mother and father.
We are sorry. We are really very, very sorry.
Do you know what I like about you?
What?
The way you cross your legs every time you apologise. It's so artless.
Oh, dear.
Shall we have something stronger?
What do you mean you're going out with him?
Mum, I know you said your brain cells are dying, but it can't be that difficult to understand. I am going out to dinner with him.
Look, if he's putting nasty little conditions on you for forgiving
him... No, he's not.
Then why are you going?
Because he asked me. And because he's nice. He's droll. And he's got sad eyes. Well, funny sad.
He doesn't dress as a clown, does he?
Oh, ha ha.
Is he young?
No.
Old?
Mature.
Old.
He's about your age.
Oh, mature.
That's what I said.
Well, it's your life.
Meaning I'm screwing it up again.
Meaning that with two divorces behind you, the last thing you want is an old, mature man with sad eyes.
I'm only going out to dinner with him. I mean, what do you want me to do, for God's sake? Get me to a nunnery?
I want you to be happy. I don't want you to end up like...
Oh, Mum...
And you will if you go out with someone just because he looks like a geriatric version of Coco the Clown.
Boss?
What is it, Sandy?
The car's here.
Oh, good.
It's the driver who claims Bob Monkhouse stole all his material. Is that all right?
Well, providing Bob Monkhouse doesn't hit your lift, yes.
I'll take the briefcase.
You're not working at home again.
It keeps me off the streets. So, what sort of a book is Coco writing?
It's about his life in Kenya.
What's it called?
My Life in Kenya.
How very original.
Can I catch a lift?
Yes, come on. Where are you meeting Coco?
He's picking me up at home.
Well, let's hope he doesn't arrive on a unicycle. You don't mind working here, do you, Sandy?
No, I like it. You're less formidable at home.
Well, probably because I dress like a scruff bag when I'm at home.
Probably.
You weren't supposed to agree.
Sorry.
I'll get it.
Thanks, Judith. That'll be Coco.
You must stop calling him that.
I shan't say it to his face, unless I don't like him.
Hello, Lionel.
I'm not sure this is such a good idea.
Well, that's a good way to start the evening.
I've been thinking, you see, you're very young.
We're only going out to dinner, not eloping. Come in and meet Mum. I just need a minute or two.
I hadn't planned on meeting your mother.
It's not a formal presentation. Oh, come on, come in.
I've got a taxi waiting, is it?
A minute at the most. Come through. Mum, this is Lionel.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And this is Sandy.
Hi.
Hello. Have we met before?
I don't think so.
No, I meant...
Me?
Yes.
No.
No.
Right, I'll just be a tick. Sit down over there, Lionel.
Can I get you a drink, Coke, Lionel?
No, thanks.
You don't mind if we carry on working?
No, no. You go ahead.
Well, shall we get on then, Sandy?
Right. He's staring at you.
Is he?
Right, ready to go, Lionel?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, nice to have met you both.
Yes, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
See you later, Mum.
Bye. So, shall we get on, Sandy?
Ready when you are.
Well, we'll get on then.
Right.
Right.
With what?
What?
Well, what are we getting on with?
Well, what were you doing, of course.
Okay.
Fine. Right, right. Now, I think that some of the girls are letting their imaginations run riot when it comes to travelling expenses. I know a taxi to Hampstead in the rush hour goes slowly, but £24 suggests she went via Milton Keynes. Are you in a trance?
We weren't working on travelling expenses at all.
Oh, do the girls in the office really call me Crabapple?
No, they stopped that.
Oh, good.
They call you Iron Drawers now.
How was the patty?
Very nice.
The soup was awful. I think they just passed a tomato through a pan of boiling water. Wasn't really the height of invention on my part to eat at the hotel I'm staying at, was it?
Oh, no, it's fine. It's, airy.
Judith, your duty now, placating me, is no longer obligatory.
I know. It's what I do, placate. Seems to be a habit.
Better than spitting at pigeons, I suppose.
Did you enjoy that, madam, sir?
Compared to pushing a pea up Vesuvius with my nose, it was a delightful experience.
Yes, sir.
The other girl, Sandy, is she your sister?
No, she's the best secretary we've got.
The one you didn't send me?
Oh, she's Mum's.
Ah. What does your father do?
Not a lot. He's dead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nice man?
Very.
And, what about your mother?
Oh, well, of course she's nice. Well, nice-ish.
What part of the world is she from? I'm not sparkling, am I?
Well, call me quirky, if you will, but I don't expect to be asked out to dinner to talk about my mother all evening.
Sorry, I'm a bit out of practice.
What at?
Women. Once you're on your own in Kenya, well, it's all other people's wives, really. I'm a bit long in the tooth for the daughters.
Well, I'm a daughter. Practice. Make me laugh. You did this morning.
Make you laugh?
Oh, making noises isn't funny.
It's not intended to be. I've got cramp.
My granddad could whistle and hum at the same time.
Could he?
Mm. Oh, not terribly well.
No.
Look, it's your money.
What is?
My overtime. I came here to work, but if you just want to chat...
No, Sandy, no. Look, just go home. I'm wasting your time.
What are you looking for?
A photograph album. Ah, that's the one.
What are you doing looking at photograph albums?
Wasting my time, probably.
Oh, you're laughing.
I'm sorry.
A painful way to amuse a woman, cramp.
Look, I know. You take your sock and shoe off and put your foot flat on the floor.
Where?
Here.
Here? I can't take my sock and shoe off in a hotel.
People take all sorts of things off in hotels.
Not in the restaurant.
Well, it's better than sitting there in agony.
You sure it'll work?
Positive.
Well, they say the British love eccentrics.
That's you.
Yes. Ramsgate, 1949. Me on the beach, minus R.
Who was R?
Who knows? Richard, Robert, Rupert, Rambo,
Rudolph,
Reindeer or Valentino. Do you like the swimsuit?
Oh, it's awful, isn't it?
Yeah, they were woolen. They weighed a ton when you came out of the water.
I didn't know you were a nurse.
I wanted to save the world then. Me outside the Middlesex Hospital, my first day. They grab you by the throat, don't they, these captions?
What is it you're looking for exactly?
A ghost. It's him. He is a ghost.
Good tip, that, for cramp. Barefoot on a cold floor. Where'd you learn that?
I don't know, Mum, probably. She used to be a nurse.
Did she?
Did you enjoy the main course, madam?
Oh, yes, it was very nice. Placating.
Sir?
Extraordinary. You can see the result. It blew my sock and shoe off.
Yes, sir. Would you like a dessert?
Just coffee, I think.
Yes, just coffee. If the dessert is about as outstanding as the rest of the meal, I could end up trouserless. When was your mother a nurse?
Oh, God, you're not going to start talking about my mum again, are you?
No. Let's have a brandy.
Yes, I'd like that.
Yes. Best part of staying in a hotel, really. No driving, nowhere else to go. You can enjoy a drink or two. Then all you have to do is walk a few yards, get a lift, another few yards, and fall into bed.
My bed isn't in this hotel.
I could have put that more subtly, couldn't I?
Well, you could have waited till I'd had a brandy.
Wait up!
Coffee for two, sir.
Thank you, and two brandies, please, large ones.
Yes, sir.
All right, I give in.
Pardon?
Why do you keep asking about Mum?
You're changing the subject.
No, she's been the subject all evening. Apart from cramp and one half-hearted attempt at seduction, she's been the subject all evening, spoken or unspoken.
It wasn't half-hearted.
Well, then I'm flattered. But why do you keep asking about my mother?
I think I knew her.
When?
Long before I ever started getting cramp.
Well, at least come in and say hello, if only for old time's sake.
There are good ideas and there are bad ideas, and then there are really awful ideas.
Why?
If your mother remembers me at all, ask her. Good night. Sorry about the cramp.
Hello, Mum. What are you all dressed up for?
I'm not dressed up.
Well, it's nearly bedtime.
Well, that's no reason to sit around like an old rag bag. Well, how was the evening? How was Coco?
He said he knew you.
Oh. Did he say anything else?
No, that's the trouble. He wouldn't even come in. He said if you remembered him, you'd know why. Now, do you remember him? You do. That's why you've got all dressed up.
I'm not dressed up.
Oh, so you don't remember him then?
You'd better look at this photograph.
It's you.
It's him.
Well, when was this taken?
Well, as you can see, we're standing in front of a cave dressed in skins.
You're smiling at each other.
Yes, we just discovered how to make fire.
Oh, all right. All right, it was a long time ago, but what happened?
Well, I think we had the photograph taken and then we went and had tea.
Oh, come on, you know what I mean. Was it a romance?
Judy, I was 19. Kissing in the back row of the pictures was a romance then.
I'm his daughter.
Maths never was your strong point.
So why wouldn't he come in and say hello?
Well, I expect he didn't want to wrinkle his reunion.
He said to ask you.
Well, you've asked me. And I don't know, and it's not important. Now, I'm going to bed.
You've got so used to talking business, you've forgotten how to talk about anything else. Even to me.
Very well. The first thing to say is that I loved your father.
Go on.
But with Lionel, well, it's difficult to explain. It was... I was nursing at the Middlesex Hospital and Lionel was doing his national service. He'd just been commissioned to the Middlesex Regiment, strangely enough. We met at some dance or other and... This isn't sounding too much like Barbara Cartland, is it?
No, no, of course not.
And it just happened. Everything we said, everything we laughed at. And then we went out with each other for about 3 months, and then he was posted to Korea.
And then he was killed.
You just had dinner with him this evening.
Oh, right, so there you are, you're in love, and Lionel is posted to Korea, and then?
Then? There was no then. He never wrote. And I never saw him again.
Excuse me, is Mr. Hardcastle around?
Yes, he's having coffee in the corner there.
Ah, yes, thank you.
Judith, good morning.
You rat.
You're schizophrenic.
No, I'm bloody mad.
Well, I didn't like to use the word.
Now, don't play games with me. I'm furious. Mum does remember you. She told me all about you.
I see.
Oh, is that all you have to say?
There's not a lot else to say, is there?
Aren't you even sorry?
I was. I was very sorry, as a matter of fact.
Well, why didn't you have the decency last night to at least pop in and apologise?
Why should I apologise?
What? You two had a relationship that made Romeo and Juliet look positively pallid. You go off to Korea and you just dropped her. You didn't even write.
Of course I wrote. It was your sainted mother who never wrote back.
Well, if you're right, or if you're lying... Oh, I'm going.
What about my secretary?
Yes, we'll organise that for you, Mr. Hobbs. Not at all. Goodbye. Oh.
It's, Mandy, isn't it?
Sandy.
Ah. Yes, I want to see Mrs., or Jean. I want to see Jean.
I'm sorry. She's out.
When will she be back?
She didn't say.
Well, where's she gone?
She didn't say.
You're a mine of information, aren't you? If she should be interested, I'm going back to the hotel.
Would Mr. Hardcastle of room 405 please contact hotel reception? Mr. Hardcastle of room 405.
I'm sorry, madam. Mr. Hardcastle isn't answering.
Old habits.
Beg pardon?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, excuse me a moment. Tanya said she saw Mr. Hardcastle go out. Would you like to leave a message for him?
Not one that I'd like anyone to write down, no. Thanks, all the same.
Oh, look, there is Mr. Hardcastle just coming in. Shall I page him for you?
He can see me.
Oh, yes.
Well, here you are.
They said you were out.
Well, they said you were out.
I was here.
I was at your office.
We must have crossed.
Yes. Sparkling conversation, isn't it?
Headache.
Shall
we sit down?
Well, this way. I suppose the Shangri-La Lounge is the best place.
Doesn't look anything like Shangri-La.
No, there is the Tonga Paradise Bar.
You doesn't presume it, but look at Tonga.
You got it. Would this table be all right?
Yes, fine.
Well, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty well, considering.
Considering what?
I don't know, really.
Good morning, sir. Again. Would you like something?
Yes, I think we need a drink.
Yes, I think so, too.
A scotch and soda, please, and half a pint of cider.
Thank you, sir.
I don't like scotch.
No, that's for me.
And I don't like cider, either.
Yes, you do?
No, I don't.
Well, you used to. You always used to drink cider.
Yes, so I did. And you used to drink beer.
No. Can't manage it these days. Too many trips. God, this is awful, isn't it?
Yes, awful.
One scotch and soda, one cider.
No, we want to change the cider.
No, I'll keep the cider.
One scotch and soda, one cider. Thank you, madam.
Well, cheers.
Cheers. Oh. Oh, how did I ever like cider?
Things change.
Yes, things change.
Your hair's different.
Yes.
I've got a bit of grey myself.
At least I haven't a bald spot.
Well, good for you.
I have got a troublesome back.
I get cramps.
Oh, my God, it is a wrinkles reunion. What are we doing here?
Well, I'm not here to compare wrinkles. I just want to set the record straight.
Yes, so do I. So, why didn't you write?
Oh, now, let's not play games. Why didn't you write?
Well, where to? Second Lieutenant Hardcastle, somewhere in Korea.
I sent you the full address as soon as I had one.
Well, I didn't get a letter.
Well, I sent it. Oh. Oh, no. As ridiculously simple as that. A lost letter.
Well, you didn't bother to write a second bloody letter, did you?
Well, I thought... Absence doesn't only make the heart grow fonder, it makes the heart suspicious. Suspicious that somehow it had all been too good to be true.
I waited and waited.
Making strenuous efforts to find me in the meantime, presumably.
What was I meant to do? Row over to Korea?
There was a regimental depot, the Ministry of Defence, Cliff Mitchell-Moore and Jean Metcalf.
They didn't do Korea.
The fact is that you wrongly assumed I hadn't written and did nothing.
I thought you'd gone off.
I had. I'd been posted to Korea.
No, off me, I mean.
No.
Well, I know that now. Oh, perhaps you were right. Perhaps it had all seemed too good to be true.
Hello, Mum.
Judy.
There's no way to dress up my presents. I'm incredibly curious and I want to know what you're talking about.
Youth.
Youth and pride.
Youth and pride and stupidity.
Who was stupid?
We both were.
But it's all right now. Everything's all right. I think it's wonderful. Oh, sorry. I'll leave you alone.
Why should she think it's wonderful?
Judy's a dying breed. She's a romantic.
What? Us?
Well, I don't think she was talking about Edward and Mrs. Simpson.
She doesn't mean now, does she?
She is a romantic.
But that's absurd. I mean, look at us.
I'd sooner not be included in that remark.
Well, you have aged.
Yes, I know I've aged. Who do you think you are, Peter Pan?
I'd look silly in tights.
You had knobbly knees.
No, I still have.
Well.
Well.
I have a business to run.
I've got revisions on the book.
Do you still want someone?
Pardon?
A secretary.
Oh. Yes. I'll be here for a few days at least.
Well, I'll fix it.
Thank you. Oh, we must have dinner or something.
Or lunch. Mm.
I'll phone you at the office.
Or I'll phone you here. Goodbye, then.
Well, goodbye.
Another scotch, sir?
Yes, I think I will.
Will your lady be coming back?
No, my lady won't be coming back.
You've been listening to As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larbee, and starring Judy Dench as Jean and Geoffrey Palmer as Lionel. Judith was played by Moira Brooker, Alistair by John Glover, and Sandy by Jenny Funnell. The waitress, Melanie Hudson, and the receptionist, Simon Greenall. The producer was Martin Fisher. As Time Goes By is a DLT Entertainment production in association with the Theatre of Comedy for BBC Radio 2.